The following is a review of the financial reporting and analysis principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in income taxes. The first LOS is to describe the differences between accounting profit and taxable income and define key terms, including deferred tax assets, deferred tax liabilities, valuation allowance, taxes payable, and income tax expense. Financial accounting standards are often different than income tax laws and regulations. As a result, the amount of income tax expense recognized in the income statement may differ from the actual taxes owed to the taxing authorities. Tax return terminology includes taxable income, taxes payable, income tax paid, tax loss carryforwards, and tax base. Taxable income is income subject to tax based on the tax return. Taxes payable are the tax liability on the balance sheet caused by taxable income. This is also known as current tax expense, but do not confuse this with income tax expense, which is a financial statement item. Income tax paid is the actual cash flow for income taxes, including payments or refunds from other years. A tax loss carryforward is a current or past loss that can be used to reduce taxable income and thus taxes payable in the future. It can result in a deferred tax asset. Tax base is the net amount of an asset or liability used for tax reporting purposes. Financial reporting terminology includes accounting profit, income tax expense, deferred tax assets and liabilities, valuation allowance, carrying value, and temporary and permanent differences. Accounting profit is pre-tax financial income based on financial accounting standards, also known as income before tax and earnings before tax. Income tax expense is the expense recognized in the income statement that includes taxes payable and changes in deferred tax assets and liabilities. Income tax expense equals taxes payable plus the change in deferred tax liabilities minus the change in deferred tax assets. Deferred tax liabilities are balance sheet amounts that result from an excess of income tax expense over taxes payable that are expected to result in future cash outflows. Deferred tax assets are balance sheet amounts that result from an excess of taxes payable over income tax expense that are expected to be recovered from future operations. They can also result from tax loss carryforwards. A valuation allowance is a reduction of deferred tax assets based on the likelihood the assets will not be realized. Carrying value is the net balance sheet value of an asset or liability. A permanent difference is a difference between taxable income on the tax return and pre-tax income on the income statement that will not reverse in the future. A temporary difference is a difference between the tax base and the carrying value of an asset or liability that will result in either taxable amounts or deductible amounts in the future. The next LOS asks us to explain how deferred tax liabilities and assets are created and the factors that determine how a company's deferred tax liabilities and assets should be treated for the purposes of financial analysis. Differences between the treatment of an accounting item for tax reporting and for financial reporting can occur when the timing of revenue and expense recognition in the income statement and the tax return differ, certain revenues and expenses are recognized in the income statement but never on the tax return or vice versa, assets or liabilities have different carrying amounts and tax bases, gain or loss recognition in the income statement differs from the tax return. Tax losses from prior periods may offset future taxable income. Or, financial statement adjustments may not affect the tax return or may be recognized in different periods. A deferred tax liability is created when income tax expense on the income statement is greater than taxes payable on the tax return due to temporary differences. Deferred tax liabilities occur when revenues or gains are recognized in the income statement before they are included on the tax return due to temporary differences, or expenses or losses are tax deductible before they are recognized in the income statement. Deferred tax liabilities are expected to reverse and result in future cash outflows when the taxes are paid. The most common way that deferred tax liabilities are created is when different depreciation methods are used on the tax return and the income statement. A deferred tax asset is created when taxes payable on the tax return are greater than income tax expense on the income statement due to temporary differences. Deferred tax assets occur when revenues or gains are taxable before they are recognized in the income statement. Expenses or losses are recognized in the income statement before they are tax deductible, or tax loss carryforwards are available to reduce future taxable income. Similar to deferred tax liabilities, deferred tax assets are expected to reverse through future operations. However, deferred tax assets are expected to provide future tax savings, while deferred tax liabilities are expected to result in future cash outflows. Post-employment benefits, warranty expenses, and tax loss carryforwards are typical causes of deferred tax assets. If deferred tax liabilities are expected to reverse in the future, they are best classified by an analyst as liabilities. If, however, they are not expected to reverse in the future, they are best classified as equity, with the deferred tax liability decreased and equity increased by the same amount. The key question is, when or will the total deferred tax liability be reversed in the future? In practice, the treatment of deferred taxes for analytical purposes varies. An analyst must decide on the appropriate treatment on a case-by-case basis. The next LOS is to calculate the tax base of a company's assets and liabilities. An asset's tax base is the amount that will be deducted on the tax return in the future as the economic benefits of the asset are realized. The carrying value is the value of the asset reported on the financial statements, net of depreciation and amortization. Following are a few examples of calculating the tax bases of various assets. Depreciable equipment. The cost of equipment is $100,000. In the income statement, depreciation expense of $10,000 is recognized each year for 10 years. On the tax return, the asset is depreciated at $20,000 per year for 5 years. At the end of the first year, the tax base is $80,000, or $100,000 cost minus $20,000 of accumulated tax depreciation. The carrying value is $90,000, or the $100,000 cost minus $10,000 of accumulated financial depreciation. A deferred tax liability of $10,000 times the tax rate is created to account for the timing difference from different depreciation for tax and for financial reporting. Research and development. At the beginning of this year, $75,000 of research and development was expensed in the income statement. On the tax return, the research and development was capitalized and is amortized on a straight-line basis over 3 years. At the end of the first year, the tax base is $50,000, or the $75,000 cost minus $25,000 of accumulated tax amortization. The asset has no carrying value, which is to say it does not appear on the balance sheet because the entire cost was expensed. Note that amortization for tax here leads to a deferred tax asset, since earnings before tax are less than taxable income. Accounts receivable. Gross receivables totaling $20,000 are outstanding at year end. Because collection is uncertain, the firm recognizes bad debt expense of $1,500 in the income statement. For tax purposes, bad debt expense cannot be deducted until the receivables are deemed worthless. At the end of the year, the tax base of the receivables is $20,000, since no bad debt expense has been deducted on the tax return. The carrying value is $18,500, or $20,000 minus the $1,500 in bad debt expense. Again, a deferred tax asset is the result. A liabilities tax base is the carrying value of the liability minus any amounts that will be deductible on the tax return in the future. The tax base of revenue received in advance is the carrying value minus the amount of revenue that will not be taxed in the future. Following are a few examples of calculating the tax bases of various liabilities. Customer advance. At year-end, $10,000 were received from a customer for goods that will be shipped next year. On the tax return, revenue received in advance is taxable when collected. The carrying value of the liability is $10,000. The carrying value will be reduced when the goods are shipped next year. For revenue received in advance, the tax base is equal to the carrying value minus any amounts that will not be taxed in the future. Since the customer advance has already been taxed, $10,000 will not be taxed in the future. Thus, the customer advance liability has a tax base of zero. Since the $10,000 has been taxed but not yet reported as revenue on the income statement, a deferred tax asset is created. Warranty liability. At year-end, a firm estimates that $5,000 of warranty expense will be required on goods already sold. On the tax return, warranty expense is not deductible until the warranty work is actually performed. The warranty work will be performed next year. The carrying value of the warranty liability is $5,000. The tax base is equal to the carrying value minus the amount deductible in the future. Thus, the warranty liability has a tax base of zero. Delayed recognition of this expense for tax results in a deferred tax asset. Note payable. The firm has an outstanding promissory note with a principal balance of $30,000. Interest accrues at 10% and is paid at the end of each quarter. The promissory note is treated the same way on the tax return and in the financial statements. Thus, the carrying value and the tax base are both $30,000. Interest paid is included in both pre-tax income on the income statement and in taxable income on the tax return. With no timing difference, no deferred tax items are created.